This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of the USAprepares.com. And Pat Shannon's with us. Pat Shannon wrote the book. One book is, he actually wrote many books. The one I have in my hand is Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. And if you go to page one of USA Prepares, the first post is a link to Pat Shannon's website. The website is iniworldreport.com. iniworldreport.com. We're talking about the moon landing. And I believe, as well as Pat Shannon does, that it was a hoax. And to continue the story, after the 11 days at the state fair in the Commonwealth of Virginia, where my classroom and I represented the Department of Education, years later, I was in Missouri, the state of Missouri, and I was buying some seeds for growing vegetables in our garden. And there's a company down the road from us, about 11 miles or so, well, actually maybe a little more than that, down the road from us. And this company has this old, like, general store-type building. And it was near closing time, and Mrs. Fennelli was there, and there was another couple, a little younger they appeared to be a little younger than we. Well, anyway, we were talking. And we're talking about some of the photographs of the moon landing. And this man asked me if I really believed it was a hoax. And I said, yeah, it was. It was. I believed it was. And he told me that that he was a photographer in shooting some of these moon landing hoax photographs. How's that possible? How's that possible? And actually, I think I misspoke. He's not younger than we. Older than we. So he said that he was a photographer and he shot some of these photos. And yes, they were shot in Houston. So that's the exclamation point that I have for the story. Pat Shannon, your thoughts?
Reminded me of something long forgotten by history, but in 1953, and I think you repeated it in 58 when Van Allen came up with his radiation belts theory. But anyway, we're talking about Wernher von Braun, and there cannot be a better authority on the moon subject than he. And he said back in the 50s that it would be impossible to take a rocket ship to the moon because, first of all, to have one large enough to house the fuel that it would take for a 500,000-mile round trip would have to be as big as the Empire State Building. And then in 58, when Van Allen came along, he repeated it and said that in addition to that, in order to get through the Van Allen belts, this rocket ship would have to have at least a 1 foot thick lead wall around the whole thing to protect the astronauts, and which would render it far too heavy to even get off the ground. So he thought the whole thing in the 50s was ludicrous. Of course, they had to reprogram him in the 60s after Kennedy came along and said, hey, we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. But that's a suppressed piece of history. And by the way, that's what we do at INI. It's not just there to sell books, but we update it with two or three or four pieces of suppressed history almost every day. So people can use the INI World Report website just to see what mass media is denying us this day.
Mm-hmm. And the question is that I've been asked, why would I talk about the moon landing hoax in conventions that are centered on the preparedness theme? And the reason is, if we have been told lies this fantastic for this long, how do we learn how to discern the truth so we can so we can decide how to prepare and what for? Well, the lies are huge. And Pat Chen, let me ask you. Here's the question that I'm asked all the time. How is it possible that a lie this big could be kept secret for so long? How is it possible that, you know, the truth could be kept from us for so long?
Power of the media, power of the press. Once again, almost everything goes back, if not everything, goes back to the counterfeit money. Once the Fed got control of the printing press in 1914, and gradually, well, you know, they printed far too many lawful notes, the redeemable notes, and that's why they had to renege on the contract, because it was by 1964, or even before, it was far too many for them to ever hope to redeem. But with that power, and once again, we're seeing it now in the last year so much with the deep state stuff that Trump administration has exposed. But with that power, they can buy anything, and including the press. Now, they also suppress those people with phony accusations, as they're trying to do with Trump right now, but also real evidence that is phony. And by that I mean, you know, they'll have some party going on at the hotel down in D.C., and they one guy has a little bit too much to drink, and then they slip a Mickey in his drink as well, and so they call his wife and say, he's had too much to drink, he's going to sleep here tonight. And they put him up in the room upstairs, and when he wakes up the next morning, there's a 12-year-old boy in bed with him, and the cameras are rolling. That's how they control these people. And, of course, they only need to do that with the uncontrollable ones, you know, like George Hansen and Larry McDonald. We all know what happened to them. So this is the power. I ask Hoppy Heidelberg, who was the grand juror who tried to get to the truth back in Oklahoma City in 95, and he and I became close friends over those years. He just passed away in 12. But I even stayed at Hoppy's house a few times, and we had a lot of in-depth conversations. And I called him in 9-1-1. So it would have been in 02, about January or so. Ben Parton, of all people, General Parton, who we also both became very close with during the Oklahoma City investigation, who showed the bombs are inside the building, and ANFO could not do this. And here, about 3 or 4 or 5 months after 9-1-1, New York Times quotes General Parton as saying he saw no reason why the airplane fuel and the planes crashing into the trade towers would not have brought down the buildings. I called Hoppy. I said, Hoppy, what's wrong with Ben? He's almost 80 years old now. How do they frighten him? He said, he's got grandkids, Pat. And that's right. And that's how they do it. And people value their children's and grandchildren's lives far more than they value their own, especially when they get to be my age. So that's the power of legal tender. They can control anything. So that includes the news, and it includes history. And if you read my musings, I do a musings column every month at INI. If you read my December musings, you'll see one even bigger than that that's coming down the pike now and being exposed.
Pat Shannon, you mentioned the Oklahoma City bombing. And of course, the name Timothy McVeigh comes up. And,
Patsy.
You know, I thought about this, and in my mind, well, tell me what you think happened to Timothy McVeigh, and I'll tell you what my thoughts are.
Oh, well, I wrote about that in the book that you have. And I believe that since the woman saw him when they allegedly executed him, and the woman saw him breathing, and the Chicago newswoman, Craig Roberts, my friend in Oklahoma, that we go back to the Oklahoma City bombing together too. He was a cop and detective and investigator that the FBI made the mistake of offering to work with. But anyway, and by the way, Craig has the best book of all ever written, including mine. And he has the best of all on the Oklahoma City bombing, and it's just come out in the last couple of months. And he, you can find it on the internet, but Craig Roberts had more inside information on that than anyone else. And of course, once again, back to the videos and the communication, mass communication we have now with email. So many of these things are being exposed. But no, I do not believe that McVeigh was executed. I first did because I needed to get rid of him, and many people still believe that. But now I'm not so sure after talking with Craig, and he explained to me how the black ops guys protect their own. And for McVeigh not to have been allowed to live, they would have lost the cooperation of so many of the others around the world. They got to know they'll be protected.
Okay, and that's what I had thought, that they said we need to find whoever we can pin this on, some kind of a patsy. So they got Timothy McVeigh and they arrested him. They said, well, and this is my conjecture, Tim, look, we're gonna get you out of this, don't worry. And then they said, well, shoot, you know, it looks like we're gonna have to have a trial, and but it'll be okay, you'll be found not guilty. And then they said, well, okay, it looks like that's not going to work. So you're going to have to be found guilty. Well, then, but it's okay because what we'll do is we'll let you out of, you'll escape. And that didn't work. And so they said, well, we'll get you out of prison. And that didn't work. So they said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. It looks like you're going to have to be executed, but it'll be okay because here's what you do. You fake your death, and then we'll, take you out in the hearse, and, you'll be, have a new identity and everything will be good. And then my thought was that they actually killed him. That was my thought. That's my thought, which is probably what you were saying before you had second thoughts, right?
Yes, and of course it still could have happened, but they didn't let the other guys know about it. They just kept they assured them that Tim was down in Brazil drinking Cuba Libres.
When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bombing, and I'll tell you what I saw on the news live, only one time, never to be repeated. Pat Shannon's with us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Pat Shannon's with us. And we've been talking about his book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. If you'd like to go to his website, INI, worldreport.com. Link on the website, usapreparis.com, page number 1. Pat Shannon, I was watching the live television news about the Oklahoma City bombing. And there was a news reporter talking to another person on camera live. And the news reporter said, kind of touched the headphone, they're stopping the rescue to remove the unexploded ordnance from the basement of the building. That's what was said. Did you hear that? Is that something
yes,
that you knew about?
Yes, in fact, I have a somebody and I think in Dallas put together a video on that of the early news reports, and that of course was included. And of course, them hauling out the unexploded bombs was actually recorded.
And that was something that was only on the air one time that I know of, just one time, never to be seen again. You weren't supposed to say that.
Yeah. You know, I've said ever since then, if not before, that if you want to know what's really going on in these high publicity travesties, just catch the early news, the first 2 or 3 or 4 hours. And Oklahoma City was a classic example of that because those guys were telling the truth until somebody from up above shut them down.
Yeah, and also it's true of the weekend news. It seems like the upper-level management that sanitizes the news is off for the weekend, and the lower-level people at the news sites don't know better, and they just report what they learn. So the weekend
news
is... That's
exactly right. You remember in North Carolina, the Eric Rudolph chase with the FBI back in, what was that, 98?
Yeah.
And I was the first story I ever covered for Media Bypass magazine, and I had been doing a cover story on it. But I was talking to some newsmen. I remember one from Charlotte, another from Raleigh. We were chatting outside one of the buildings there one day, and I told them what you and I have been discussing about actually General Partner's first one to discover the bombs in the building, and he could discern that by looking at no more than the magazine covers of Time and Newsweek. And that's why he, on his own, came to Oklahoma City and met us and others. But I was telling these newsmen about the bombs inside the building, and Tim McVeigh was a cover story, and everything you and I have just been discussing. And then I told him a situation that happened with the Associated Press. And there was a reporter, J.D. Cash, and I went down to the AP office, and he wrote for a little paper in southeast Oklahoma, and he had been, they'd been carrying his stuff on the wire, and then suddenly they stopped a month or two into the game, and so he wanted to know why. And so he asked them, how come you guys aren't carrying my stories anymore about, well, the Mideast connection and other stuff that the government didn't want reported, and how come you're not putting my stuff on the wire? It's only being published in my little county paper. Mm-hmm. His answer was, the FBI was by here a few weeks ago, and they told us not to run any more of your stuff. Now, that's police state, man. And I told these local newsmen about that story, and one of them, I'll never forget, he remarked, he said, wow, that scares me more than the bombs in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been talking about the sanitized news for years, and it's absolutely positively true. As a matter of fact, it used to be that we used to have over-the-air television, and if you'd watch ABC, CBS, and NBC, I'm talking about years ago, it'd be the same stories, possibly a different order, possibly one or two stories might change, but the main stories, the top stories, were the same on all the networks.
That's right. So, I remember it well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So investigative journalists, where did they go?
Got programmed out. Tucker Carlson seems to be getting away with quite a bit, but I can't think of anybody else on mainstream that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, mainstream. And so where does one get the news? In addition to your website, iniworldreport.com, are there other outlets that you think are accurate?
I get most of mine from people sending me emails. I get a few hundred a day on three different emails. So that takes my time. People want to know how come I don't mess with Facebook and the others. I don't have time.
Yeah. Pat, can you come back next week? Can you come back next Friday and talk about cryptocurrency?
Yeah. I've been involved with that for a couple of years. I'm no expert on it, but I can pass on my experiences.
Sounds great.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. And I was mentioning the name Marjorie Wildcraft. She's got a commercial running on this broadcast. And I mentioned that to our engineer Patrick that she was at the Get Prepared Expo. And I saw the smoke and I smelled something kind of cooking in the Expo Convention Hall. And there was Marjorie Wildcraft, and she came over to me. She said, Vinny, come on over. So I went over there, and she said, try one of these. And they were frying up some bugs in a frying pan. And these were these real thick, worm-like creatures. And I guess they were fresh until they hit the pan. And I said, thanks anyway. And I did not try one. But others did. Others had some fried bugs, pan-fried bugs, at the Get Prepared Expo. I just thought I'd mention that because I heard her commercial right here on USA Prepares. And I tried to give her a call, and her phone went to voicemail, so obviously she's tied up. Rich Sheehan, welcome. Have you... I know you hunt for food, but you don't go digging up grubs, do you?
No, I haven't been that desperate yet. There's a shirt out there that's going to have the same context of the message, but it says something like, and I'm going to paraphrase it, vegetarian, it's hyphenated, and the definition is word for bad hunter. And I think that would be appropriate for someone who eats grubs. Now, I'm not saying that we might not go there someday, because we're losing so many skill sets and so many people being herded into urban, suburban America. But I sure hope we don't, and that's one of my many reasons for being on shows like this.
Yeah. One of our instructors, Franco Malaya, was on Doomsday Preppers. And he and Alan Busick, another instructor, were raising fish in tanks, aquaponics, fish and plants surviving together, thriving together. And Doomsday Preppers did a, well, what would you call it, a episode where these two gentlemen, these two instructors, were in a friendly competition, if you will. That's how they portrayed the growing of aquaponics. And I believe it was a producer who was filming and looked at this container of bugs growing in rotten apples. So rotten apples were put into this box, and it had a little bit of ventilation, and these bugs were thriving. And the producer said to Franco, tell you what, let's get a video of you eating one of these bugs. And that was not the point. The point was they were feeding these bugs to the fish. So it was not something that anybody would do that I know, eat bugs, you know, that have been grown for fish food. Marjorie Wildcraft might, but Franco Malaya certainly not interested in doing that. And he said, no, no way. And the producer said, I'll tell you what, you eat one, and I'll eat one. So Franco kind of grinned and gritted his teeth and looked for the smallest of the bugs in this crate, ate it, and he told me it was disgusting, it's horrible. And so he turned to the producer and said, okay, your turn. And I'm paraphrasing, and the producer said, no way. And Franco told me he was sick for 3 days. I mean, he was violently sick for 3 days after eating that bug. So here's the point, class. Just because you see it on TV, it may have been cut and edited and made it look into like something that it's not. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article, Rich, even a little off topic today, but I think it's important. There is a technology that video circuit board manufacturers have unveiled that will let them change a scene. They can literally take a summer scene, like of cars going down the road, and they can turn that scene into something that it's not true. So they can make it winter, and they can put snow on the trees. They can put snow on the roads. They can put people in places where they never were. So now what we're looking at is the possibility of fabricated evidence. Your Honor, here's a photograph of Mr. Smith. And you can see that by the position of the sun, that it was specific time. And that's when this crime was committed. And in this next photograph, you can see Mr. Smith reading a newspaper And there's the date. And that was the day that the crime was committed. And you can see that with facial recognition software, which says 100% certainty that it was Mr. Smith himself, that he was there at that time, at that place, and obviously he did it. And Mr. Smith may never have been there. But the fabrication now is so good with digital manipulation that they can literally put us in a place where we've never been, date and time stamp it, and put a GPS marker on it. So they can say, we were there. I mean, they can fabricate alleged evidence and use it against us. And the next thing is, I'm pretty darn sure they can convict us with this, because the jury would say, well, you know, obviously, I saw it. I saw the picture. I saw the date. I saw the time. It sure looks like him. He was there. He did it. I can see that happening. I just wanted to share that's how frightening technology has become in the hands of bad people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're basically talking about subsets under artificial intelligence. They could take your DNA. You go to the hospital for whatever procedure, and they've got your DNA. Mm-hmm. And they can stick your DNA at a crime scene saying, yep, this guy did it. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped in March of this year, stopped taking my radio and TV shows that I do off the air or off my website. And because the powers that be were going in and changing the words, my audio words, and making me say things, and they were taking it out of context, deleting some words, adding words, using my voice, and they can even do this with video right now. And you were talking about, the doomsday preppers. I've gotten some pretty, I don't want to say big offers because we never talked money, but I had quite a few production companies offer me stints on reality television and filming me for a documentary. And basically, I turned them all down because they wanted it to be scripted. And I knew that they had the possibility that they could always re-edit things, use my voice, and make me say things that I didn't say. And I said, only if I have final editing rights, and none of them would do that. So they don't care about the benefits to the people, especially the bottom 93%. They only care about, A, feathering their own nest, and basically manufacturing perception, pity, guilt, ideology, just like what the mainstream media does. The mainstream media, folks, is not just newspapers, magazines, television, and radio. It's also publishing companies and production companies. Their job is to sway public opinion. Their job is to control the narrative, the meme, the theme, the talking points, and the microphone. And this is how the divide-and-conquer strategy works, which, as you know, if you've heard me long enough and my rant yesterday, divide-and-conquer really means lowering the bars of standards and expectations to disallow synergy and manufacture division, because the MO of the elite is to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups. And that's why there's so much race baiting and gender baiting. Their job is to make us submissive and break our will. Their job is to use these politically correct hijacked buzzwords like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, all this stuff, and literally demonize and discredit and delegitimize the individual through all mediums. And this is why I don't even accept the term fake news. It's way, way worse than fake news. Individuals who work for the mainstream media are bought and paid for. And that's one of the reasons why they use teleprompters so much. So when you basically use this divide and conquer strategy, it lowers the bars of standards and expectations, and that destroys the country. That's.
Yeah. I was at a convention with Mrs. Finelli. And it was one of those preparedness conventions in the 1990s. And we drove 1,100 miles from Virginia to go to this convention. And there were some really, really interesting, bright people there. John Trockman was there, Bo Greitz, Jack McLam, and others. And I was interested, Joel Wallach was supposed to be there, Lynn Horowitz, and I was really interested in meeting some of these people. And so we went there, and looked like everybody was kind of like us. Bottom 93%, today's term, middle class. nicely dressed. I'm not talking about wearing, you know, wedding attire. I'm just saying, you know, nice, neat, clean, casual. Except for one guy. One guy looked like he rode in on his motorcycle. He had, you know, fringe. He looked like he was a member of Hell's Angels. And there was a photographer there and a producer type person. And this guy was interviewing and taking video of the attendees and the exhibits and the speakers and so forth. But as soon as this guy walked in, the guy that looked like he was from Hell's Angels, a member of the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club, the cameraman and talent, if you will, or producer, went over to him and started interviewing him. And Mrs. Finelli turned to me and said, "Look at that. Here we have someone who really doesn't look like everybody else. The odd person. The fringe." And so I went up to the, after the interview with that man, I went up and said, "Why are you interviewing that person, not others?" And he said, "You want to be on? You want to be interviewed?" And I said, "Sure. I've just got a couple requirements. One, I'd like to have a copy of all the video, the final copy, and your business card." And he said, "No." And I said, "No."
"Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics."
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, I've been thinking about the term fake news. And I don't think it's the best term. I believe you agree with that. So I looked up the word fake news and definitions. And the word fake as a verb means, according to the Internet, affect, assume, copy, counterfeit, fabricate, feign, forge, pretend, put on, sham, and simulate. As a noun, charlatan, copy, forgery, fraud, hoax, imitation, imposter, mont-banc, phony or phony reproduction, sham. As an adjective, affected, artificial, assumed, counterfeit, false, forged, intimidation, mock, phony, pseudo. And I think the term ought to be, instead of fake news, ought to be manufactured news. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's why I always say manufactured perception by the MSA. And yeah, it is fake and phony. All those words were accurate, whether it be a noun or adjective or whatever. But it's to sway public opinion and manufactured perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. You know, when you were using that example of that that one person that was getting interviewed, I think anybody mm-hmm. Everybody in your audience knew that was manufactured to sway public opinion. I think everybody in America knows now that this narrative carryover, whether it be CNN, NBC, ABC, doesn't matter. Country to country, the mainstream media is owned by just five companies. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Nazi groups, they're all funded from the top down. And this is why, you know, globalists, really, including NGOs, should be arrested because they're manufacturing also and buying sedition, treason, espionage, and that needs to be punished. Until we replace our government's cabinet with average Joes and implement what I always talk about on the air all the time, practice what you preach laws, things are going to be very hard times for the average Joe, basically what I call the poor slash middle class because it melded together, in other words, a.k.a. bottom 93%. So we have to have public forums where average Joes can speak, like what you have here on USAPrepares.com, and give ideas and solutions. And then we need to read research and ask questions. We need to listen. And then we need to speak up using objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinions and not act like fifth graders and scream and yell and do violence and things of that nature. We need to have adult communication and have intellectual conversations instead of letting AI and all this these electronics take over us. I think even, and I've mentioned this on the air many times, I'm going to paraphrase it, but Einstein says when we lose, when technology gets so embedded in our system, and we lose communication skills, we're going to have generations of idiots. And I think we're knocking on that door, Vince.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, just getting back to fake or manufactured news, every instructor whom I've talked with personally that has been on Doomsday Preppers has told me that Doomsday Preppers, and these are my words, not their words, has manufactured unrealistic scenes and situations that were on Doomsday Preppers. So Doomsday Preppers said, why don't we, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have you run through the woods, and you'll have these boxes that we pick up at Walmart, these little plastic boxes with lids, and we'll put some supplies in them, and we'll have you run through the woods and find them. And because you've already prepared your escape route, and this is where your supplies are. So let's just cover these up with leaves, and we'll get a video of you doing that. I mean, that's just one example. The other example is eating the bugs. So what I'm saying is, people watching this on TV think that this is real. This is cut, pasted, edited, engineered, manufactured, and it's not real. And this is Doomsday Preppers. And that's why I had them on the air with me, because I wanted them to know that people, there's nobody I know that behaves the way they have depicted these preppers, if you will, on their shows. I didn't know anybody who behaved like that. So I challenged them, and they said, you know what? We've upped the content of education to 50% as a result of us complaining, if you will. For achieving that class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.